stories. Yes, it's time for bedtime stories. So I want you to relax, pull your bed cover on, rest your head on the pillow, and enjoy.
Children, welcome to another series of bedtime stories. In the last episode, I talked about the little boy who was obedient to his father and very courageous. He fought a lion and a bear when he took a lamb out of his father's flock. Today, we'll be learning about how he became very, very famous in his nation, Israel. Of course, we're still talking about David. David was a shepherd and was mostly in the field. One day, his father asked him to take some food to his elder brothers on the battlefield. His brothers were enlisted to be trained to conquer a very big giant who threatened the Israelites. This giant was a Philistine, and his name, do you know it? Goliath. Goliath was a huge man. He had 6 toes on his feet. Very tall, huge, big, a giant indeed. There was nobody that was this huge and tall in the whole land. Goliath threatened the children of Israel that he just wanted one person to go into a contest. Whoever wins will become Lord. And the loser will become the servant. Each day, Goliath comes out and he threatens the children of Israel. Who will come and fight me? Boom, boom, boom. He marched every day. Who will come and fight with me? Boom, boom. And the Israelites were all scared. Goliath. Who can fight this huge man? They were scared. They didn't know what to do. But they just had to gather courage. They began to search. Who would face this Goliath? Even the king, whose name was Saul, was also scared. When David got to where his brothers were, he heard Goliath boasting, "Who can fight with me? Who is strong and bold enough to confront me?" When David heard it, he went about asking, "What would the king give if I conquered this Goliath?" David's brothers were not happy when they saw David asking questions because they felt he was too young to do anything and he should be keeping the sheep. What was David doing? What is he trying to do? What does he know he's saying? We are talking about Goliath here. And he's trying to prove that he can face Goliath. His brothers were very, very furious with him. But David was bold. He did not consider the size of Goliath or how small he was. He sent messengers to the king to inform him that he would face Goliath. When the king heard it, he sent for David. He looked at David's small stature and doubted his ability to conquer Goliath. David assured the king that he has killed a bear, he has killed a lion, he would also defeat Goliath. The king, not having a choice, decided to give David a try. So he ordered that David should put on the armor for warriors, that's the helmet, that's the shield and the sword and all that. Well, they put all those on David, but they were too heavy for him. He was a little boy. He couldn't even walk. So he told the king, "King, please, I can't walk. It's too big. It's too heavy. I've not even used them before." The king was worried. "David, you're going to the battle. What would you use to face Goliath?" David just brought out some few stones and a sling. And he said, "You see this sling? That's what I'm going to use." Well, Saul did not have a choice. He just had to let David go? The little shepherd boy was going to do what men of great stature were afraid to do. The king, whose name was Saul, was also afraid of Goliath, but not David. There are lessons from David's conduct. Number one, children, speak up. David spoke up and he was invited by the king eventually. Children, you need to speak up on your dreams and desires. Don't let anyone shut you up because you're still little, like David's brother tried to do to him. You want to solve a solution? You feel you can solve a problem? You feel you can be an encourager? You feel you can win other children to the Lord? Whatever it is you have, speak up. Don't be afraid. Be bold. We also learn from David's conduct that he had faith in God, and he demonstrated it by choosing to go to the battleground. Children, if we have faith in God, you must go ahead and act on what we believe. David did not just say, I can fight Goliath, and then he went to hide. He said, I can fight Goliath. He said, go and tell the king, and he actually took steps towards it. Thirdly, he believed in himself and made use of what he had. David didn't know how to use swords and helmets and shields like all those trained soldiers. But he made use of the little that he had. Children, God made you to be very unique. Believe in yourself and believe in the resources that you have. Don't compare yourself with other kids and be content with what you have. Be happy with the school you're attending. Be comfortable with the clothes that your parents get for you. The books, your food, everything. Be comfortable with it. Use them for the glory, and you can still be what you desire to be. David is about to face Goliath. What was David actually thinking? Could he actually face this big Goliath with just little stones used to shoot birds? We'll talk about that in our next episode. But before we go, I want you to understand that the righteous is bold as a lion. David was righteous, and that was why he was this bold. If you want to be bold and courageous, you need to be righteous. And the only one that can make you righteous is Jesus Christ. That's why you need him as your friend. And if you don't have Jesus as your friend, tonight is another night. Before you sleep, just tell it to the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be your friend. Forgive my sins. Wash me, make me clean, and I want to be your friend. Make me righteous too, and give me the courage like David, and the Lord will do it for you. We've come to the end of tonight's Bedtime Stories, kids. It was wonderful having you, and I wish you a sweet sleep. Sleep peacefully in the Lord. The angels of the Lord guard over you. You would have a very wonderful dream. You wake up tomorrow morning strong and healthy. I love you, and God loves you more. Good night.